I want you to come. I want you to have an orgasm while you listen to me talking dirty to you. I'm not going to play out some sexy fantasy. I'm not going to give you any instructions. I'm not going to hypnotize you. I'm only going to talk filth until you blow your fucking load for me. The only thing I ask of you is that you take your cock out and stroke it. Get ready, boy. It's gonna get real dirty. You have no idea how much I wish you were next to me right now. I'd be the one stroking you while you just lie back and listen. Instead, you're alone, stroking your hard cock by yourself. But I love that you're stroking it to me. I love that as soon as you saw I had a brand new audio out, you clicked on it to listen. Your cock probably got hard the moment you noticed my audio. I don't have to say or do anything special to get you started. The instant you see I posted something new, your cock gets hard and ready. And the moment you begin hearing my sexy voice, it's twitching and pulsating, ready to explode any time. You love listening to me. And you know what? I love that you get off listening to me. It turns me on like crazy, knowing that I can make a man climax with just my voice. It makes me feel so powerful and sexy. Whenever I need an orgasm, I just check the comments on any of my audios, reading about men jerking off to me and coming for me brings me over the edge every single time. But what about you? Did you come already? We're just getting started, you know. Perhaps you should try to edge yourself to a big, satisfying finish. Or maybe you're one of those lucky men who can have multiple orgasms. In any case, don't forget to let me know how it went for you. You know how much I love reading about it. As much as I love making you come, I love coming myself just as much. Whether it's with my fingers, or a toy, or on a rock hard cock. I just love it. But something I absolutely adore is when a man gets down between my legs and starts licking me out. Few things are better than the feeling of a talented mouth on my needy cunt, getting me ready for what will come next. I love lying back and letting a man do his thing on my pussy as I relax. Or, even better, if you let me sit on your face so I can watch your cock twitch and leak pre-cum as you devour and worship me. Better yet, if you use your fingers on me, finger fuck me until I can't take it anymore, and I beg you to stop. But you keep going some more. Maybe you can even make me squirt. There are many other things I'd love to talk to you about as you stroke. like cocks. I absolutely love cocks. I love wrapping my hands around one and stroking it mercilessly until orgasm. Or I can use my mouth to tease or worship a hard cock for hours. The sensation of a man's cock under my lips and tongue, twitching with my every lick, pulsating with my every kiss. Knowing that I'm in control, that only I decide when and how a man gets his pleasure. It makes me feel so fucking good. It's so amazing to be in control. But I also love when a man makes me worship it after he gives me incredible pleasure. It's only fair that I give him back what he's given me. But the best thing about cocks, the most incredible things about them, it's got to be sex. Fucking. Putting your cock in my pussy and making each other feel good. You on top of me as we're embracing each other. Going deep and slow, kissing each other passionately. Nothing else matters. Until you push my legs up against my chest and you start pounding harder and harder into me. You can see in my eyes that I love it, and you feel my pussy clenching around your hard cock. I'll be on all fours in front of you, wiggling my arse, inviting you in, begging you to take me. You grab my hips and slowly guide your cock inside of me as I moan in delight. And once you're fully inside my cunt, you grab my hair and begin pounding hard and fast, and I moan louder for you. You use your free hand to spank my arse until it gets red, because you know how much it turns me on. With every spank, you make me tell you how much I love when you fuck me. You make me thank you for taking me. You're going harder and faster, and I'm getting louder for you, until you bury my face in a pillow as I scream your name in ecstasy. But you're not done with me. You keep pounding and pounding into me, my body just lying on the bed, arse in the air, as pleasure overtakes me. You keep going while I just moan and groan until you give me another orgasm. And then I'll finally get to be on top of you. I get to be in control again. You put your hands on my hips, but I push them back above your head, telling you to keep them there. I grind on your cock, my sensitive clit rubbing on your stomach while your cock hits my sweet spot with every move I make. It feels so fucking good. I love the feeling of your hard cock inside my pussy. I love how it makes me come so hard. And you love how tight I get for you. You ask me, beg me almost, to go faster. And I do. I keep grinding faster and faster, my hands on your chest, and we moan together until it's too much for me to take. I begin fucking you for real, going up and down on your cock as your hips start pounding from underneath. We quickly get to a perfect rhythm, my pussy and your cock, playing each other like instruments. And the pleasure becomes overwhelming. But I don't want to only have sex in your bed. No. I want to do it on a chair or on the sofa in your living room. I want to do it on the dinner table, before and after every meal. I want to take a shower with you as you pound me hard against the wall. Or we could go slowly in a nice warm bath. We'll go on long road trips where I'd keep your cock in my mouth the whole time you're driving. If we get stuck in a jam, or if you find a quiet spot away from the road, I'll swiftly climb onto your lap and start riding you, not caring that people can see us. I'll come to your office and tease you while you're trying to work until you can't get enough and have to take me over your desk. My knickers stuck in my mouth so your co-workers can't hear me. We'll go to the cinema and I'll slowly stroke you under the popcorn for the entire movie with people all around us. We'll go to the beach and start making out in the sea until we have to go find a quiet spot to fuck. Or perhaps you'll take your cock out and stick it in me right there, in the middle of everybody. We'll be fucking everywhere and anytime we want, until I get what I love the most, your cum. How's it going? Did you manage to hold until now? Or did you come already and are ready to give me another load? Whichever it is, I want you to give it to me. Give me your cum wherever you want, however you want. As long as I get it, I don't care. Close your eyes. Imagine me in front of you. Where do you want to come? All over my face? Do you want to cover me with your sticky load and mark me as your woman? Or do you want to come in my mouth? You can stroke it and I'll keep my mouth open for you. Or even better, you can make me suck you until you shoot your cum deep down my throat and I swallow it straight. Perhaps you want to cover my stomach or my arse with it. Paint me white with your load. Then watch me run my fingers over it and play with it. But we both know where is the best place for you to come. Yeah. Straight inside my delicious pussy. My legs cross behind your back as you have no choice but to pump your load inside me. Or I'm lying on my stomach and you're pounding me from behind. And I'm the one left with no choice but to take it. I could be on top. We're fucking each other. And we don't stop until we both come. together. Your load pumping into me. My pussy milking every last drop out of you. Come for me. Give it to me. I want you to come for me. Please. I need it. I need your cum. I'll do everything you want. Just give me your cum. Come for me. I know how much you love having orgasms. So do it. Come for me now. Come for me. Did it feel good? Did you enjoy coming for me? I sure enjoy talking dirty to you and making you come. I'll talk to you again later, okay? And I'll be sure to milk another big load out of you.